happen, I want to skedaddle. Jared, did you hear me? I said, will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the fourth chapter of Galatians, we read, walk in wisdom towards they that are without. Let your speech be always with grace. Gracious God, help us to do our best at all times, to behave as you would have us, your children, who walk in wisdom, live. Help us that we might use our intelligence wisely at every opportunity to effectively help those who are hurting and provide direction for those who are lost. May our behavior express warm hearts, kindly voices, and an open hand. And may our speech be endowed with grace for others to see and experience. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
From Andrew. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 10th day, Tuesday, January 26, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the...
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved as though have been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from St. Francis, from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I need to request unanimous consent of the Senate to allow Franklin County Sheriff Gary Telke to enter the chamber with a sidearm.
You've heard the request from the senator from the 26th. Are there any objections? Hearing none, request is granted.
Thank you.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I am excited today on my right and your left to introduce some folks from Operation Breakthrough in Kansas City, Missouri. With us today, we have Katia Bobo, who is a mother at Operation Breakthrough. We have Carol Hallquist, who's one of the vice presidents at Hallmark. She is a member of the board of Operation Breakthrough, and then the backbone of Operation Breakthrough, the one who started it all, Sister Berta Saylor. I'd like you to make them all welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from the 10th please rise and the members make them feel welcome. Senator from Webster, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, you know, my district's not nearly as big as yours county-wise, but northwest to southeast, it's almost as far as from my home to Jeff City. And we're very honored to hear from Gentryville, Missouri, which is in southeast Douglas County, almost to Twin Bridges, which is Howell County, the West Plains area. We have Sarah Greek, who, when you see her, you will be familiar with her. She's been around the Capitol in the past years. But with us today is her young brother, Stephen, from Gentryville, Missouri. And I would like for Stephen to be a page of the day to serve without compensation and learn about Missouri's government, and we're very pleased, and I'd ask the Senate to make them welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Webster please rise and the members make them feel welcome. And the young gentleman will be made page for the day with compensation from the Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I'm also honored today to have the Doctor of the Day from my district. He's from kind of the northwest part of my district that I was talking about, from Willard, Missouri. He serves with St. John's Clinic. He's the Doctor of the Day, and Dr. John Lilly, and I'd ask the Senate to make him welcome, and we thank him for serving us.
Welcome. Members, please make him feel welcome. Senator from Jasper.
You're right. We have Brian and Amy Carpenter from I3 Technology Group in Joplin. They've just received the Rising Star of Entrepreneurship Award, and they are accompanied by representatives of the Small Business Development Center at Missouri Southern, and I would ask that all of our guests rise and be welcomed to the Missouri Senate.
Welcome. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I am proud to introduce Nidhi Khurana. She is a ninth grade student at Jefferson Junior High in Columbia. She's my shadow for the day. She's an honorary page for the day. In addition to being a ninth grader at Jeff Junior, she's in the Triple E Gifted Program. She graduated from Ridgeway Elementary, where my kids go, which is one of the finest grade schools in this great state. And I'd like everybody to make her feel welcome today.
Let's make the guests from Boone feel welcome. And she'll be made page for the day. Senator from the 26th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest. Mr. President, I am deeply, deeply honored and grateful today to have with us the most recognizable law enforcement official in the state of Missouri. I don't think there's any, should be any dispute with that, with all of the high profile cases that we've had in Franklin County. Franklin County Sheriff Gary Telke, he is up here today. They're having a hearing upon adjournment today in the House on the scheduled pseudoephedrine bill. And he is up here today, I think, to testify, they're going to do a presentation at. So I would like for the body to certainly make him welcome.
With the guest, Senator from Franklin, please rise. Thank you for your service, and the body make him feel welcome. On the order of business of introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, current resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. I just want to be sure I have
Senate Joint Resolution 40, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the protection of economic freedom.
Senator, would you like to explain your...
Mr. President, this is the language we dealt with last year that I handled, protecting the right to a secret ballot in Missouri.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 836, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to intoxication-related offenses.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. For too long, the state of Missouri has flirted with DWI reform. This is comprehensive reform that actually looks at the issue of persistent offenders. I would hope that my colleagues would join me in this fight so that we can actually make some changes this year. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward.
Seated, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 837, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to fraudulent transactions involving motor vehicle documents.
Senator, would you like to read the second bill, please?
Senate Bill 838, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to charter schools.
Senator, introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 839, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the imposition of penalties on holders of gaming licenses.
Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your bills forward.
They require no explanation, Mr. President. Thank you so
much. Madam Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 840, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri.
Madam Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 841, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to Memorial Highway designations.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 842, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Division's authority to collect from third-party payers.
Senator from Monroe.
President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 843, introduced by Senator Schumer et al., an act relating to the property tax credit.
Would you like to explain your bill?
Briefly, Mr. President. This is a legislation that will, I'm sure many other often get calls about the circuit breaker program, and we want to put that language in there to ensure that those folks who have been eligible for the circuit breaker program in the past continue to be eligible into the future. Thank you, sir.
Senator from Buchanan.
Present.
Senator.
I have a bill.
Please send that bill forward.
That could be a problem with the perception.
Madam Secretary, when it arrives, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 844, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to contracts for purchasing, printing, and services for statewide elected officials.
Would you like to explain
that? I have nothing to add to that.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dent.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, when they arrive, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 845, introduced by Senator Barnetts, an act relating to uniformed and overseas voters.
Would you like to explain that?
No explanation.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 846, introduced by Senator Barnetts, an act relating to lost and unclaimed property.
Would you like to explain that bill?
Briefly, this would allow for the Treasurer's Office under the unclaimed properties to be able to send any medallions or medals that our veterans have and the Treasurer's Office has in their possession to a service organization for the rightful place of those great medals.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 847, introduced by Senator Barnetts, an act relating to delivery and counting of absentee ballots.
Would Would you like to explain that bill?
Just to align ourselves with the federal legislation that's already passed and just to be sure that Missouri is meeting those standards.
We're on the order of business, introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go to back to resolutions for a second, and then we will go to introduction of guests when we've got this football team all in. So if you would go to resolutions, take us to the order of business of resolutions.
We're on the order of business of resolutions.
Recognize
the senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was napping when we were on this before, so I appreciate the good senator.
I hope you had a good rest, Senator.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
They here? Brad?
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution. I'm sorry. This is a... Senator from St. Francis, would you please take us back to the business order?
I understand that it isn't really, it was only posing as a resolution. It's really a bill, so let's go to introduction of bills.
We're on the order of business for introduction of bills. Senator from the first has sent his bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill 848. Senate Joint Resolution 41, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to guaranteeing the right to vote by secret ballot.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Well, I wanted to talk about a different bill, though.
Would you like to have that bill?
Is that the bill that was just brought up to the dais?
Would you like to request that be returned?
I would like that bill to be returned, Mr. President.
We have to get unanimous consent from the body to.
I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections?
Have that bill sent back.
Hearing none. Send the bill back.
Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Excuse the diversion. Let's go to introduction of guests, please.
We're on our order of business. Introduction of guests, Senator from Nottoway.
Mr. President, off to my left and your right is a group of young men from Maryville, Missouri, a group of young men who throughout the fall worked diligently for hours on end, and in the end, in late November, with a record of 14-1, became the Class 2 state champion football team, and it is without a doubt a privilege for me to welcome a group of guys that many of whom I've watched grow up in my local community to the Senate, and I would ask that my colleagues join me in welcoming and congratulating this group on a well-fought, hard-worked, and a much-earned championship. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Nottoway. Congratulations. Senator, was I napping or did you mention the school?
Mr. President, you were not napping. I mentioned that they were from Maryville, Maryville High School, and in fact, this group of young men are the proud spoof hounds. And if you wonder what a spoof hound is, I would encourage you to Google it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from, on the order of business of introduction of guests, Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest. I'm proud to introduce to the body this morning, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Dublin. Mr. Dublin is the president, the CEO of the Shelter Workshop in Bolivar, and this is their first trip to the Missouri Senate. They're over here on our left, and I'd be pleased if the Senate would...
Would the guests of the Senator from St. Clair please rise and the body make them feel welcome. On your order of introduction of guests, Senator from Monroe, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President. Mr. President, on my right and your left, we have from the Hannibal area, Mary, Crystal, and Charles. They're award winners at the recipients of the Extension Economic Development banquet they had last night. They have
since talked with the group, talked about the challenges, and we need to recognize Extension for all the hard work and economic development that they do. It's not just about pigs and billy goats and rutabagos. It's about changing people's lives and economic development and adding real value in every county of this state. And so for these recipients who've taken that step out into the world of entrepreneurship and have done well, and to our folks at Extension who's worked well within the communities, let's give them a real warm Senate welcome, Mr. President. Thank you.
Let's welcome the Senator Monroe's guest. Introduction of guest, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Senator wants to know what a rutabaga is.
What order of business is that, Senator?
I think it's under sports cars. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Could you go to the order of business of reports of standing committees?
We're on the order of business of reports of standing
Mr.
committees.
Mr. President, I have a report.
Would you please send your report forward? And Madam Secretary, when the report arrives, would you please read the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 35 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 32, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Green.
I'd like to announce to the body that the Springfield Branson Chambers are having a legislative reception tonight at the Capitol Plaza from 4:30 to 6:30, and would love for you all to come.
The chair would like to announce that if anybody has any road namings or licenses or what have you, we'd like to get those into the Transportation Committee so we can handle them in one group and move them out as a consent bill. So get them forward, please. Senator, we're on order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have a senator here that would like to do some other order of business than withdrawing bills, and he's making his way to his desk.
Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement. Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government will meet at 1 o'clock in the Senate Lounge. We're going to have the exec session first. So,
1 o'clock in the Senate Lounge. We're on the business of order business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, I apologize for having to stall there a little bit. The senator from the Fighting 26 was instructing the senator from First on the proper procedure of filing bills. So it was taking some time out back. So, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Francis. All in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Senate stands in reset or adjourned under the rules. Thank you.